Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship by reading the Word of God. Let's open our Bible to the Book of Mark, chapter 16, and we will read the whole chapter as we celebrate today our Lord's resurrection from the dead. We'll receive power and strength from Him, as we do every day, trusting Him that He will help us, He will provide for us, and He will sustain us. Let's read, and that will be also our message tonight. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint Him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said and to you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre. For they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, and they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked, and went into the country, and they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord worked with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your death on the cross. You shed your blood for the forgiveness of our sin. And thank you, Lord, for the good news that you have raised from the dead. Thank you, God. You are the firstborn among many brothers. We thank you, Lord, that you consider us as your brothers, O God, as we follow you and walk in your ways. Thank you for the salvation that we receive in your name, Lord Jesus. And we pray, O God, that your Holy Spirit will revive us, your word will quicken us day by day to move on, serving you, do the work of yours, and achieve the thing that you want us to achieve, O God. I pray for anointing, fresh anointing upon each and every one of us who are here and our brethren the workers, the pastors, the leaders, the elders, O God, the families, and each and every member of your church, your body, to be revived and to be used by you, O God, to go and bring the good news to the people in the name of Jesus. Make our lives, O God, that would be a good testimony to others. O Lord, we pray for wonders and miracles. We pray that whatever obstacles, hindrances that is blocking us, even things in our mind, we are disturbed, O God. As we have read here, the woman, they were disturbed. Who will take the stone? But Lord, thank you for your presence in the life of your church and your people. Thank you, O God, for miracles and wonders. Thank you for, because before we reach the place that we expect things to happen, you are there with us. You had done miracles. You had provided. You had healed. You had done things beyond our thinking and imagination. We pray, O God, you continue work in the life of your church and your people. Revive us, O God. I pray for the parts of your body that is dead, that is discouraged, that's living in sin. Bring them back to you, O God. Revive them. Speak to them. Change their lives and their ways, O God. Help them to follow and walk faithfully in your ways, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. We pray for correction that comes from your word, for direction that come from the Holy Spirit. We pray, O God, those who oppose us, have mercy on them. Open their eyes. Take them from the way. You speak to them. You correct them. You rebuke them. You change their mind and their ways in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that, O God, that you anoint our worship today, our prayers, the songs, the message, this recording, anoint it all so that your name will be lifted up. Your name will be glorified. We thank you, God. We bless you, O God. We pray for all our brethren everywhere. Give them good health, strength, protect them. Provide for them. Those who have lost their jobs, provide for them jobs. Those who are sick, heal them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Do miracles and wonders. And as we decide to work with you, confirm your word with wonders and signs in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and give a praise and a glory for our risen Lord. Clap your hand to the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive.
By my pardon and empty.
are with the Holy Spirit, with us, O God. And because you live, we have hope, we have assurance, we have victory. We know, Lord, that you will neither leave us nor forsake us, even when the enemy pressing hard to destroy. You are there to help us, to sustain us. Continue, Lord. Lead us, O God, to do the work of yours as we continue to praise you, O God. Fight the power of darkness. Give victory. Give help, O Lord. Give deliverance. Give healing. Do miracles and wonders. Open doors. Break chains of wickedness. Save people over there. Open their eyes to the Gospels. O God, drive out demons in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. In Jesus' name. For the victory over death and sin and Satan and sicknesses. Thank you, Lord. Even you are now at the right hand of God, the Father, interceding for us, sending us the Holy Spirit that we need in our life on earth while we are waiting for your coming. Oh God, continue to perfect us. Lead us as we continue to worship you, adore you. Send us your word. Oh God, quicken us with your voice. Transform us and change us to go on and obey and do the work of yours. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you, Lord, for your greatness, your great work in our lives, in the lives of your church and your people. As we sit in your presence, O God, continue to speak to us and direct us. Anoint my lips, O God, to deliver your word to your church and your people. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits and our vows to the Lord. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your provision. As we bring our tithes and our offering to you and our first fruit, open the windows of heaven and bless us. Let it be the devourer in our life. O God, and pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And let all nations know that we are blessed by you. We thank you for everything you give us. We thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now meditate on the word of God from Mark chapter 16. Say in verse 1, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. They did not go on the Sabbath day to the grave because they were observing the law. And we need to observe the law. 6 days we need to work. On the seventh day we need to rest. And that is good also for us, for our bodies and people with us. And the question, these women, which time they bought these incense and these spices? Either at the evening of Friday, before the Sabbath, after he died, when they saw him buried, or at the end of the Sabbath, Saturday evening, they bought it. And these women, they put in their mind that they will go to anoint his body. That was the tradition of the Jewish people. Why they were anointing the body of the dead person? Because these spices, say that sweet spices, they have sweet odor, that the sweet odor will overcome the bad smell of the decayed body. And we know that Christ, his body was anointed by Nicodemus and also by Joseph of Arimathea. So these women, they would come to add more spices to the grave so that the smell of his decayed body will not go out. And we know that we don't need to do such now from this, but those women, God honored their desire to come to the Lord with what understanding they have. And God honored all our effort to come to God and do whatever we can and whatever we want to offer according to our understanding. We learn also here from this story that we need not to go along body cremation as people now doing. And God's will not to bend the body of dead person. That is especially true when we come to know the scriptures condemn and scriptures say that some of the scriptures speak that some wicked people, after they were dead, their bones were burned. So we need to refrain from this and follow what is the Bible teaches us about the dead. We need to bury them. In verse 2, it says, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week. So they make it a point that to wake up very early in the morning. Nowadays, people, they wake up very early to go for exams, to go for business, to go for picnic. They will go very early. But when you tell them about God, they will say, oh, we just want to sleep. This is the only day we are resting. But for other things, they will wake up early. See here, our desire to draw near to God and to honor the Lord, God will consider it. They came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. They make their schedule that from their houses to, they will travel to the sepulchre at the time of the rising of the sun, so that they will do their work early. And they said, verse 3, and they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? The only problem they have at that time, when they will reach the sepulchre, that there is a stone there, because they saw Joseph of Arimathea had put a stone there, and after they saw him, they left. So in their mind, if we bring the spices, who will roll it away? You know, we are coming, all of us, to Christ. In our mind, there are problems. Who will solve it? Who will make it roll away? You know, when we read verse 4, and when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. We understand that from the scripture in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 and 2, that God sent an angel and he rolled the stone away. And let me tell you about one more thing here, that not only the stone, because the woman, they saw Joseph of Arimathea, he put the stone and he went. But after that, there's something else had happened. The Jewish, they came to Pilate after the woman left, and they told him, we want to secure the sepulchre, because the disciples, they may come and take him. And he told them, go put guards and put also seal there. The woman, they don't know there are seals also at the sepulchre, and they don't know there's also guards. But I want to say here, many times the Lord, without even our knowledge, have solved many problems. Not only stone, guards he removed, seal. He removed them. The most important, are you willing to come to the Lord to honor him as this woman? God will solve the other obstacles. As they approach them, as they look forward to reach the Lord, they look and they saw the stone away. How they saw it from far? Why? Because the stone is huge. It's big. Possibly Joseph, he has some people with him, they push it. The first thing they witness in the resurrection day, their problem was solved. And in the same way, your problem will be solved. And God wants you to be faithful and obedient to him. Verse 5, and entering into the sepulchre there is a big like a room at that time. They saw a young man as angel sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. They were afraid. Something amazing had happened. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. He calmed them down. Today God is telling you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He's in full control. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He announced to them the resurrection of Christ. That's our hope, that as he resurrects, we will also resurrect with him. Christ's resurrection has a great impact in the life of your church, in our life today. As we move forward to honor him, that power of resurrection will be imparted to us. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Don't come and see the place that they put him. He is no more, he is risen. And he commissioned them. Verse 7. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. Now hear the point, what the Lord instruct them here. through this angel is that to go their way to inform the disciples and to inform Peter. Why here they will inform Peter? He spoke about disciples. Why he say also Peter? You know, Peter, not because he is the leader of the disciples, but Peter because he is the one who denied the Lord and who maybe now he's ashamed or he's afraid to come back. So the message here to Peter and to you also is telling him, Peter, I know you deny me. I know that you turn your back, you move away. But Peter, I still love you. I want you to come back. Although you betray me and you spoke words, I don't know him. But I want you to come back to repent and join back to the service. That's the message for you. Go tell the disciple and Peter by name. Put your name instead of Peter. Come back to the Lord and save him. And why he want to meet them in Galilee? Because most of the disciples of Jesus is from Galilee and he started his ministry in Galilee. So all of them, they'll be revived when they hear that the Lord resurrected. And another point, why in Galilee? Because the disciples, they went to the Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, where our Lord being crucified. Now they need to go back to their homes, where in Galilee. So it is convenient to them that the Lord will meet them in Galilee so that he will gather more people and speak to them about what had happened and show them evidence of his resurrection. In verse 8, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. They were afraid, they were amazed. Something experienced, they can't understand what is going on. Somebody dead is risen, and what is this? The stone is moved, he's not there. They were afraid. The early manuscript of Mark was ended here. And the meaning here of it, to end it here, it is up to you. Either you take this good news and spread it and go, commission them, go to others, or just keep it, you know, just a day in a calendar that you will celebrate it one day per year of no effect in your life. It is up to you. A decision now for you. Either to take the impact of Christ's resurrection to change your life and to follow him and to serve him, or just keep it and drop it aside. In verse 9, and when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. That's where Mary Magdalene in the book of John, we can read that she first one who met Jesus as a gardener. And here the Lord used this woman as he appeared to her and declared himself to her. And she went and told them that he had been with him as they mourned and wept. She went and proclaimed the good news for the disciples because they were mourning and they were crying. Because most of them, they had denied him and they had been moved away. So here, the first one who came to meet the Lord revealed himself to her. And she go and told them everything. And the Bible said here, and they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. That's here the discouragement. When you are having the word of God, having the good news, and you go and tell others about Christ, they may not believe. But take heart, don't be discouraged. The Lord will take care of the situation. And after that, he appeared in another form unto 2 of them. And that's what we read in the book of Luke chapter 24. The 2 men on the road of Emmaus, one of them, his name is Cleopas. And God revealed himself to them, and they returned back to Jerusalem as they were, and went into the country, and they went and taught it unto the residue, neither believed they them. They went back and informed the rest of the disciples, as we can read in the book of Luke about it also. I put here scriptures, reference to the message. You can read, you can expound from the Bible about the mysteries of God's word and what he's telling you more as you read. They did not believe this too also. What the Lord did, you know, sometimes people are very hard-headed, stubborn. Why they did not believe them? Possibly because, you know, we are the apostle, you know, God, the Lord should speak to us first. Why he is speaking to Cleopas and others? Why he is speaking to the woman? Arrogance, human arrogance. We have it also. I believe you have it. We need to repent of it. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. They were eating, he revealed himself to them, and that's what we read in the book of Luke also, chapter 24. And he ate with them and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which has seen him after he was risen. He rebuked them for their hardness of their heart, and he spoke to them to believe. And he said unto them, hear, the Lord commissioned them. As we can read that in the book of Matthew, when he commissioned them, he told them, in verse 15, and he said unto them, go in unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He asked them to preach the gospel to all creatures, not only human. It's what the Bible says, a creature. Creatures can be plants, right? Can be animals. Everyone should know about Christ. Amen? The impact of Christ's resurrection on the whole universe, not only on a human. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believe not shall be damned. He told them about believe and get water baptized. You need to get water baptized to bury your old life. Life of sin, to rise up to a new life. Whoever believe and get baptized will be saved. Those who does not believe, they will be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with a new tongue. They share the baptism of the Holy Ghost to receive speaking in other tongues, to preach the gospel to nations who have different languages than they or they, than us. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Here the Lord will bestow on us protection as we go forward to save. The Holy Spirit will protect us from sickness, from snake, from power of darkness, from devils and satans. And we will have the gift of healing. As we lay hands on sick people, they will get well and recover. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. That we read that in the book of Luke and in the book of Acts chapter 1, how the Lord went up to heaven after he met them. And that is from Jerusalem. So he had meeting in Galilee, and the scripture put together that he has another meeting in Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem he left them to heaven. And the Bible says in verse 20, he's the right hand of God interceding for us. In verse 20, and they went forth and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. As they work with the Lord confirmed with wonder and sign and miracle. The same with us as we go forward. The Lord will confirm his word to us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 19. The impact of Christ's resurrection is not only on earth, but we look forward to meet him when he will come. Our body will be transformed and we will meet him in the sky, and we look forward. If he will tarry, he will raise us from our dead. Apostle Paul, he say in verse 19, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. What he say here, that life may have on us troubles, difficulties, hardship, people oppose us, does not believe in us, we get persecuted, we get the troubles. But our hope, not only on the miracles, and God's presence, God's provisions, God's remove obstacles from us, not only these things, but above all, that we have a place in heaven, we have eternal life, a place prepared for us when Christ will come. And we are ready, he will take us there. Let's all stand and worship the living God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. How great thou art. Our God is great. The amazing things that God is doing in our lives is not a challenge for us to get afraid or discouraged or go and hide and go close our mouth. No. We need to go like Mary Magdalene, like the two disciples on the road, like the apostles, to go and preach the good news and work the work that he wants us so that he will fulfill his will. And we will assure our praise in heaven as we continue to serve him and walk in his ways.
My soul, my Savior, God to thee.
Oh,
take your word and spread it. Thank you for your presence in our life. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us, keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.